What a great morning, Denver, Colorado, and surrounding communities. You are listening to You Get the Blessing.
With Chuck King in place of Bob Belts.
And Biff Gore in place of Bo Mitchell.
We're better looking than those guys, don't you think?
Definitely.
The only thing would be better if you were singing that song.
Well, maybe sometime. I've got sunshine.
Maybe we could just do 30 minutes of that.
That would be great. What a great morning. We just welcome you here, and we just want to welcome you to the show. You Get the Blessing. Again, Biff Gore.
Chuck King.
And we have an incredible show for you today.
A great show, and what a timely show this is. These people do the most amazing work. So please go right ahead.
All right. We have with us in studio today Major John Toomey of the Salvation Army, and he's here today to tell us how God's been a blessing to him and how we can be a blessing to the Salvation Army.
Well, thank you guys for having us here today. It's a really great opportunity to be here. God has been a blessing because he is good all the time, and all the time God is good.
Hallelujah.
So how you can be a blessing to the Salvation Army? We got many opportunities.
Tell us about those.
This last week, it's the week before Christmas. There's lots of presents to be bought yet for kids that won't have a Christmas unless our community, our surrounding communities, Denver, Colorado, Lakewood, Centennial, wherever you live, go out and buy a toy for a teenager, a child in need, and drop it off. You can drop it off at a Walmart or any Salvation Army, and we'll make sure it gets to a kid this Christmas season.
That is fantastic.
John, everybody out there is familiar with the Salvation Army's work because of the bell ringers and and the visible parts, but tell us a little bit more about what the Salvation Army does, its background, and what you're all about.
The Salvation Army started in 1865 in London, England. So next 2015 will be 150 years that the Salvation Army's been doing the most good wherever we're at. And we're in, if I remember correctly, 227 countries worldwide. So we do everything from shelter to feeding to clothing to like the place that I worship and work at. We have a youth center. So kids are always coming in. We have an after-school program. We have kids that come in and do their homework. Kids come in and play basketball. Grown-ups come in and play basketball. We have a great boxing program.
Wow.
So kids come in and learn how to the discipline of boxing. That was started by Ron Lyle. It's called the Ron Lyle and Cox Boxing Program.
Is that at Red Shield?
That's at Red Shield.
Wow. I know a lot of kids that actually take advantage of that. I actually live in Denver in the Park Hill community.
Okay.
And so a lot of the kids in my neighborhood actually get to go and enjoy the Red Shield for boxing, karate. I mean, there's a bunch of things that go on down there.
There is. We're always hopping.
I have a question for you, just out of the blue. I was in the military, so I understand United States military ranking. So as a major in the Salvation Army, do they have the same ranking structure around the world? So if you're in England, do you take on British ranking systems?
No, it's all one ranking. You start out as a soldier, as a member of the church. And if God calls you to be a Salvation Army officer, then you go to seminary school. You're called a cadet for 2 years. And then you go 5 years as a lieutenant. Then after your fifth year, you go to a captain for 10 more years. Then after 15 years of service, you become a major.
Wow.
And then if you're lucky enough to climb the ranks and stay in it for many years, you become a lieutenant colonel, then a colonel, and then a commissioner.
Wow.
And then we only have one general, and they're stationed in London, England.
So how did the ranking system get started? How did that come about with the Salvation Army?
William Booth liked the structure of the army, and that's why he said, we're going to be a Salvation Army. So he liked the structure. He just went with the structure because there's going to be one, and then we'll just go from there.
That's pretty amazing. So how long have you been doing this?
I've been a Salvation Army officer for 20 years now. This past June was 20 years.
And how did you get involved?
My family was involved when I was a teenager in Escondido, California, in San Diego.
Oh, no. Yes. You're not going to talk about the Chargers, are you?
No, I'm not going to talk about the Chargers because I was asked not to. So freedom of speech, though. I grew up and just started attending the Corps, and then that's all I wanted to do was serve. And God says, "Why don't you be my? Why don't you be one of my servants in the Salvation Army?" So that's how I got started in it, and it's just it's been a lovely career serving the Lord, and you get to meet fun people, interesting people, and you get to help a lot of people. Because Salvation Army is all about serving other people. That's part of our mission is to serve others.
Major Toomey, tell us about your career path. As you came in as a soldier, and then you advanced through the ranks. And what kind of things have you done during that period of time?
My wife and I, we have been at five locations, corps, in throughout the Western Territory. Because in the Western Territory, you can go from New Mexico to Hawaii to Alaska, Wyoming, and California, and all in between states. And we cover 13 states. We've been mostly in Oregon. For the last 14 years, we were in Oregon serving in three different locations there. And now we've been here since June running the Denver Red Shield. So we've been at mostly, this is our biggest corps. So God says, okay, we're going to push you that way. And the Army says, yeah, we agree. So,
how many Salvation Army employees or people on staff are there in Colorado?
I'd probably guess if all of Colorado, all over the Salvation Army, probably over 200.
And do you have a guess as to how many people you serve on an annual basis?
On an annual basis, I would say probably 2,000 families a month.
Wow.
At each location.
Wow.
That's pretty incredible.
24,000 families a year?
Yeah, it's about rough. Yeah, about 24. It just depends on what is needed. Because each Salvation Army has same programs, but different how they can serve. Like, I know in Denver here, we have a place called Crossroads. It's a shelter for men. Not every corps has a shelter. We have the Harbor Light, which is a recovery place for men to go to.
Wow.
And then we have the Lambeth House, which is a family shelter.
My mother-in-law actually was a drug and alcohol counselor at one of your programs. I think it was the one that's right downtown. And she stayed there for about 14 years and made an incredible impact on a lot of people's lives. So you guys are really doing an incredible service for the kingdom all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question for you. When are you completely satisfied with your work?
I guess for me, it would depend upon the individual that I'm helping. If they just want a cup of coffee to come in and that's all they need, then I'm satisfied. But if they need more, I'm not satisfied until they get what they need or what they desire. Because if it's just, you know, like I had a mom tell me the other day, if it wasn't for the Salvation Army giving toys to her family, her kids wouldn't have a Christmas. That's what brings me joy.
That's amazing.
To see the kids and hear the stories about whoever helps us, because we get lots of volunteer groups. Just last, on December 7th, we had some volunteers ring kettles for us. And the one gentleman saw a homeless guy on the street and gave him his cup of coffee. And he says, if it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd be out there.
Wow.
And that's a good story. And that's what Salvation Army is. We help people get back their dignity.
That is absolutely amazing.
Do you have aftercare programs once people get involved and they kind of get their lives back in order? How do you follow up with those people?
We encourage them to get involved. Okay. If it's not with the Salvation Army, with whoever they feel comfortable with. And just helping people get back to what they need to get back. You know, we have men in recovery at the Adult Rehabilitation Center. We encourage them to help volunteer, and that's who stood kettles for us one day.
I'm sure you have... like every job, disappointments. What are the big disappointments for the staff of the Salvation Army?
When we can't help.
Okay.
When we have to say we don't have the funds.
Wow.
Let's try and find someplace that has the funds.
That's a great lead-in to the key question here, which is how do you get your funds?
There's many different ways we get them. Private donations, corporate donations, the kettles. That's where we get a lot. For the corps, that's where we get a lot of our income, is from that kettle. That way we project what we're supposed to make. Then it just goes out until we see how much we need to raise.
From what I know about the Salvation Army, a huge percentage of that money that goes in those kettles goes directly to help people.
It does. All the money that goes into the kettles goes directly to help the individuals.
Wow.
All the money that's raised in the local community stays in that local community, 100% guaranteed.
That's amazing. So the guys who are the men and women who are out there ringing the bells, the kettles, I always try to identify them and I try to put money in there whether I'm coming or going, because I do know the impact that you guys make on the community. Are those people volunteers that actually ring the bells?
Some of them are, mostly on the weekends because people work during the week. But most of these individuals that ring the kettles are paid.
Okay. And they seem to be people that you've actually are teaching how to work, have a
yes.
work ethic.
Some of them have not worked ever. We're their first job.
Wow.
Some of them have been doing it for years, and they just love doing it. And the kettles are our lifeblood during Christmas. They help us so we can get toys, food, and then throughout the year as well. And currently, with the Salvation Army in Colorado, we're down 49% on our kettles.
Oh. Wow.
Because of the weather that we had 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And just because of the shortened holiday season, because Thanksgiving was so late.
Thanksgiving was
You're listening to You Get the Blessing with Chuck King sitting in for Bob Belts and Biff Gore sitting in for Bo Mitchell. Our guest today is Major John Toomey. I'm sorry, Major John Toomey. And John is just talking about the work that that people are doing. And my question for you now, you just said there's a huge shortfall this Christmas. Mm-hmm. Aside from putting money in the kettles, how can people get involved to help you?
They can go buy toys, like I said earlier, toys, and go to Walmart. We have a fill the truck.
Ooh.
There's little trucks, and they're cute little trucks. Toys can just go in there, and we pick them up. You can bring a toy or clothing, warm jacket, you know, scarves, hats, gloves, to any Salvation Army, and they'll gladly take them.
One of the things I found is really amazing about the kettle ringers is every year somebody somewhere in the metro area will put in those South African, the Krugerrands, I believe it
Krugerrands,
is.
Krugerrands, yes.
$500 a piece, and it really, I mean, that makes a huge impact. Have there been any Krugerrands sightings yet?
One.
Woo, that's awesome. So if you're out there and you have some Krugerrands just laying around your house, just bring all of them down to your local King Supers and drop them into the Salvation Army kettle, okay?
It's doing a lot of good, a lot more good than it's doing right now, right?
It sure is.
Yeah.
That's right.
And, you know, people think, oh, I don't have a dollar, I don't have a 20, I don't have the big dollars to throw in. We had a lady on Saturday put her change in and says, I hope this helps. Every penny counts.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't matter if it's 1, 5 cents, 10 cents. You'd be surprised how many pennies and nickels and dimes we actually get in the kettles. They are huge.
Biff, I know you've got young kids, and I've got grandkids.
That's right.
What a great way for those kids to be able to make a difference in someone else's life.
That's right.
Get them involved in this project.
It is. I think, you know what, I think is my family, we're probably going to go around the house and gather up all the loose change we have, and the next time we go to King Supers, we're just going to drop a bunch of change in there and, you know, be impact people for the kingdom.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about the Salvation Army as well. That word Salvation Army means something. It means that you are impacting the world, whether it is through giving away toys. That's how some people get introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I think that's an amazing thing.
And just dropping off, volunteering. You know, there's always things, not just during Christmas, but throughout the year, the Salvation Army volunteers help. And the way you can volunteer is go to www.imsalvationarmy.org. And they have different
options. Say that for us again.
Okay. www.im, the letter IM, Intermountain, salvationarmy.org.
Wonderful. And are there volunteer opportunities where people can get involved with serving in shelters and those kinds of things?
Yes. We have those available, too.
And how do they contact someone? By going to that website?
By going to that website.
Is there a phone number they can call?
Yes, it's 303-861-4833.
Say it one more time.
303-861-4833.
That's amazing.
So, I mean, there's throughout the year, we have different things. Like, I know that in the Red Shield, where I serve, we're going to be starting a basketball program teaching kids the discipline of basketball. So,
how many kids are going to be involved in that program?
We hope to have about 40, 45, 50, somewhere in that area.
Wow.
So the applications, I mean, not the applications, but the flyers are going out to the middle schools in the Five Points area today.
That's awesome. What about homeschool kids? Are they welcome to come?
Yeah, well, any kid's welcome to come to the Red Shield.
All right.
Do you have opportunities for coaches? And
yes, sir.
And
we just have everybody fill out a volunteer form, and we have volunteers that have played basketball in college and say, yeah, I miss it. Can I help you coach?
What a great way to use your gift.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about the church, period. So I wanted to ask you, what is one thing that would surprise most people to learn about the Salvation Army?
That we are a church. Most people, if you talk to the average person on the street, they know the Salvation Army for two things, or actually three: helping in disasters, the Red Kettle, and the thrift store. But we are a church. That's first and foremost what we are, is we are a church. And most people don't realize that. And when you tell them that, really? When's your church service? And we tell them, and they come and visit sometimes, you know. But that's one thing that the biggest conception is that we're not a church, but we are.
Do you have a church service during the weekends at the Red Shield? Or
yes, we have church services on Sunday.
Wow.
We have a Bible study group that meets every Tuesday, and it's open to anybody. We have a prayer group that meets on Mondays, and they get going. The Bible study gets going. And then we have our ladies group that meets on Thursdays, and that's open to all ladies, and that's at 10:30 in the mornings. And then we have our men's fellowship. We took it a hiatus for Christmas because it just gets busy. But we have we're gonna start a Bible and basketball. Come hear the word and get some exercise, both physically and spiritually.
We need to do that, Biff.
Yes, we do. I need to learn how to jump for Jesus. Oh, that's amazing.
Major, the work you're doing is amazing, but the most amazing thing about it is the fact that you are a church. There are a lot of organizations out there raising money and doing things to help people, but that's really temporal in the end. The real work you're doing is saving souls.
Yes.
And this is the helping people is simply a mechanism to do that.
Yeah. And that's one of our goals is to get people into the church, to get them to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And that way, to get them in, they get their foot in the door. Okay, I need help. Oh, man, you're a church? Didn't know that. There's a story of William Booth. The officers, that's what we're called. We're called Salvation Army officers. They retired. He goes, I'm going to send them a great big letter, a telegram, and it's going to inspire them. And it had one word on it: others.
Mm. Oh,
that's
great.
Amazing.
So what that kind sounds of like something Jesus might have said, huh?
Yeah.
Amen. So tell me a little bit about Mr. Booth. He's an enigma to me. So, you know, if you could just...
He was a Methodist preacher, and he got frustrated with the church because they wouldn't accept everybody. And stories I've heard back in the England days in the 1800s, they used to have a blanket towards the back, and if you couldn't afford to sit in front of that blanket, you had to sit in the back. And William Booth said, no, that's not how God works. And I'm going to start the Salvation Army to help whoever, whenever, the drunks, the prostitutes, the drug dealers, whoever, you know. People said, no, you can't help them. Well, yes, we can. With the grace of God, they can do it. And that's what we do today. We help anybody and everybody who comes to our buildings. And if we can't, we find out where we can.
So it's really the church in action, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, Biff, those blankets don't physically exist today, but you and I know that they're both still there. There are people who wouldn't darken the doors of some churches because they don't feel welcome there.
That's
not that
right.
People want to be that way, but it's just the feeling they give off. Yeah,
and that's what the Salvation Army comes in, because we have said that we are the church for everyone. We are the church for everyone and every person, whether you're young or old, down and out, rich or poor, it doesn't matter. Salvation Army is there for you. And we have many programs that will fit each individual, what they're looking for.
What's your favorite program in the Salvation Army?
Oh, that's a tough one. Actually, my favorite time of the year is Christmas.
Okay.
I'm one of the crazy officers who like kettles, like the toy drives, because you get more people to come and see us. Then they say, oh, in the summertime, what can I do to help you then? But my favorite program is easy. It's basketball. Most people don't think I can play basketball, but I can. I'm 51 years old, and I still got there and play with the kids.
Okay, that's great.
Because they see – that way you get to know the young people, whoever it is, man, woman, or child. You get to know them. Then they start developing the relationship. It's all about relationships, because then they'll open up to you and, hey, man, I'm really struggling with this. Can you help me? Yeah, we can help you.
What is it about basketball that specifically reminds you of the kingdom?
Well, there was 12 disciples. That's what's usually on a basketball team is 12. 12 to 15. And it's all about boys and girls, young men and young women, old men, old women, coming together as one team. And that's what our staff at the Red Shield has decided. We're one team. We're not 12 or 13 people talking about different things. We're talking about one thing, how to help that individual, how to make them better than when they step in through the doors of the Red Shield.
You've been listening and are continuing to listen to Biff and Chuck sitting in for Bo and Bob on You Get the Blessing. We're talking with Major John Toomey. John, you mentioned a while ago the shortfall. How much money do you need to raise to meet your goals between now and the end of the year?
What's that? $990,000 for the Colorado area.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right.
I know we can do it. I know Denver will step up because it's got great individuals that lived here that we've met so far since my family and I have been here. We know that this community will be a blessing so that we can be a blessing to other people.
So what do we need to do? How do we mobilize a team of people to help raise $1 million?
Ask your friends.
Okay.
Tell your neighbors. I know some stories have been told that kids went out and said, I'm collecting. And they brought it to us and dumped it in our kettle.
That's amazing.
If you have spare change, even dollars work, checks work.
What percentage of your money comes in through the kettles?
I would say probably 25%.
So if people are accustomed to putting in $1 in the kettle, the next time they go by, they put in five.
Put in five.
That's going to get you a long way toward that goal, isn't it?
And we're all over. You can't help but see a kettle this time of year. King Supers, Walmarts, Hobby Lobby, JCPenney, Bass Pro, Safeway. I'm just trying to think of other stores. Hobby Lobby, Big Lots. We're all over. So every little bit helps.
Wow. Is there a way for people to contribute online?
Yes, sir. It's that www.imsalvationarmy.org. There's a place for donations there, too.
Okay, let me see if I can say that correctly. It's www, the letters I-M.
I-A-M.
No, I-M.
Oh, I-M.
I-M.
Letter I-M. Letter
as
I,
Intermountain.
Letter M. Okay. Intermountain. SalvationArmy.org.
I-M-SalvationArmy.org.
Mm-hmm.
Go to that website. Help out. Let's help these people do the great work they're doing. And remember, we're not just raising toys and money. We're saving souls.
Saving souls.
This is kingdom work.
And that's the best part, you know, that when you see somebody, you actually say, can we pray with you? Some will say yes. Some will say, nah, I don't need it. But, yeah, you get to pray. You can pray with them. Our kettle workers are amazing. The ones that we hire and the ones that volunteer are great because they like to sing. So I have people out there singing, ringing their bells.
There you go,
there
Biff.
You go, Biff. Yeah.
You need to be ringing a bell and holding the kettle and singing.
There you go. And then so if we came down to Red Shield and said, hey, we want to participate in basketball, will you be wearing your uniform as you play basketball?
I have. I have a black pair of tennis shoes that I wear with my uniform if I'm playing on the basketball court so I don't scuff up the court.
We've got just a minute or so left. Share with us your favorite story about the Salvation Army and the way it's impacted someone's life.
Actually, the biggest story I've been told that I've been dealt with, actually, was an older man in Bend, Oregon. He says, I need to buy toys for you. He went out and bought us $16,000 worth of toys. And I asked him, why did you do it? He goes, Salvation Army helped me and my family when we were down and out. And he teaches his kids, he gives them $5 a week. $2 for themselves, $1 for a nonprofit, $1 for whatever they want, their education. The next week, he $1 for $2 for education, $2 for nonprofit, $1 for yourself. Every week they're doing that. At the end of the year, he goes, that teaches them to give back to their community, teaches them for their education, and it helps them learn stuff.
What a great story and a great lesson. You know what, Biff? There's somebody listening out there today that's got $16,000.
That's right.
They could help with this effort on.
That's right. And there's somebody else out there with $30,000 that can donate for this great effort. Let's be a great part. Let's help a bunch of families have a great Christmas this year. It's incredible. Thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate you and really appreciate what the Salvation Army means to so many people.
This has been You Get the Blessing with Chuck King and Biff Gore sitting in for Bob and Bo. And we've had a wonderful opportunity to talk with Major John Toomey today about the Salvation Army and the great work they're doing. What an opportunity to live the Christmas season, to get out there and help people who need help. And in this tough economy, all the nonprofits are struggling, and yours is not the least of them.
That's right. Thank you again.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
My girl, talking about